right, second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got Jim in Missouri on the line. Pro standing up. Got Ron from Mexico, who has expatriated, I think, as John, is Tim Wingate called in? John. Guess John isn't there. The hate mail is already starting to come in, Ron.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I got an email already. This is Michael. I think it is a cop-out for Americans to move to Mexico. This is one for Jim here, or any other country, unless...
No. That's not one for Jim. I understand what this gentleman did. I am not accusing him of nothing.
I didn't say you were accusing him of anything.
He's one smart guy.
All right, let me finish the email, Jim. Let's see. I think it is a cop-out for Americans to move to Mexico or any other country unless their life is in danger here. The man in Mexico will probably wait until things get straightened out and then come back. He is a complete cop-out. You want to comment on that, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
What's that?
Ron, give him hell.
Yeah.
I don't have to give it to him. There's plenty of other people who do that. I can tell you right now, let's just look at an economic standpoint. We're not talking about politics here. Let's just talk economics. There are over 500,000 Americans living in Mexico alone with full-time FM2 or FM3 visa status. There's almost exactly that number that are living there as what we call permanent tourists. In other words, they go down on a tourist visa and then come back every 6 months, spend a few days, and then go back on a tourist visa for another 6 months. An enormous amount of those folks are retired, and then there's a number of folks that are not retired, but here's the key. A lot of these, particularly the retired folks, they have pensions or Social Security of $600-$700 a month or $1,000 a month. You can't live on that here. I don't care how modestly you live. You cannot live on that here. And, you're talking about Americans that have worked their entire life. They've paid thousands and tens of thousands of dollars into Social Security. They've paid their taxes. They've done all the right things. They bought the American way. They did everything the way it was supposed to be done. And at the end of the deal, now they can't eat. So they can't buy medicine.
Yeah, they're freaking broke.
So you can't afford, $1,000 a month. You can't even get an apartment for $1,000 a month anymore.
Go ahead.
These folks are able to live extremely well on less than $1,000 a month in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike. Okay. Yeah.
Mike, let me respond to whoever sent the email in to you.
All right, real quick, I'll tell you why. I've got my guest for the second hour, Tim Wingate, that has called in. He's waiting on the line. I'm going to invite him in here. And I've also got another expatriate, I believe, that is waiting, and I'm going to invite her in as well. So go ahead, Jim, real quick.
That's great. I just want to make a comment. The person that sent the email, basically saying that Ron's a turncoat,
uh-huh.
Guess what?
What?
Where are you? Where are you? Are you standing up and making change in this country? If you're not,
good point.
And you're going to accuse him, screw you.
Good point.
You're the problem.
Okay, let's do this. Tim Wingate, are you with me? Tim Wingate.
All right, now I'm here.
All right, now, hold on a minute. We're in the middle of a discussion. I've got an expatriate, Ron from Mexico, on the line. I've got Jim from Missouri. We're in a very interesting discussion here. And I've also got another caller that I'm going to bring up who evidently is another expatriate, Maureen in Mexico. Let's bring Maureen up as well. Maureen, are you with me? Maureen in Mexico.
I think she called in on Ed and Elaine's show earlier.
Hello? Okay. Well, I guess she's not up there, or maybe she's gone. I don't know. But at any rate, Tim, we're going to go to a break here in just a second. But Ron, he resides in Mexico now. He has for about 7 months, and he's talking about the difference culturally and the difference in the the economy and the freedoms that are there. And then Jim, on the other hand, is saying it's time to stand up. So it's a very interesting discussion. I thought I'd invite you in here for your comments, Tim. I think we're gonna go to a break here in just a minute, but we're looking at both sides of the coin, Tim. And This is all centering around, you know, standing up for your rights, Ed and Elaine getting arrested. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American
Awakening. Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now we have Jim in Missouri. We've got Tim Wingates, who's also a host on this network, on the Edna Lane Brown Show. And we have Ron, who's an expatriate in Mexico. Now, gentlemen, hold your tongues for just a moment, because we're going to bring up Maureen from Mexico. Maureen, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, are you listening to this discussion?
Yes, I was. And I'd like to add my two cents. I've lived in Mexico as a single woman for over 20 years now. I do have a place in Arizona also, so I come back and forth. But I spend most of my time down here. I have more freedoms in Mexico than I ever did in the United States. There are less laws, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I know there are all kinds of things that go on in Mexico, too. However, You aren't bothered by the petty laws. There have been so many laws put on the American people that you can hardly turn. I don't believe that this is only a United States problem. I believe, gentlemen, it's bigger than that. It is global. It's global. And we have to look at it from that point of view. I am absolutely irate about what happened to Edna Lane. Putting people in jail for asking a question, that's not American.
Well, let me ask you a question, Maureen. Now, Jim is of the opinion, and I'm not saying that this is wrong or right, because, you know, this is why I'm on the network, is to wake people up, to get us to stand up and take our constitutional republic back. Now, Ron, on the other hand, like you, has moved out of the country and moved to Mexico. So from your standpoint, knowing you come to Arizona, I live in Arizona, from your standpoint, which do you prefer? Do you prefer to live in peace in Mexico and have more freedoms, or would you prefer that we all stay here and try to regain this? Do you think it's, from your perspective, do you think it's a possibility at this point in time that we can recover our constitutional republic?
Well, number one, I think that's for the individual to decide. I am absolutely, you know, so saddened by what I see is going on in the United States. However, I must pipe up and say this. Up until a week ago here in Mexico, the news was not censored the way it was in the United States. About a week or so ago, the veil came down. So we're not getting the news like we were about the war in Iraq. They were very, very open. I think that America was a shining light, you know, at least what we believed America was. However, the American people have to come out of their denial, and they have to face the fact that they were lied to, damn it. They were lied to, right back to Andy Jackson. They were taken over by the Federal Reserve, and they've been subjugated ever since. Now, what the individual American chooses to do, the first thing, whenever you want to solve some kind of a problem, get out of the problem and into the solution, is to identify the problem. And the problem is that too many Americans are still living in their denial of the fact that they're free. You're not. You're not. And that is what is so sad to sit here and watch.
And therein lies the problem.
Look what happened to that woman in Phoenix who mysteriously died in an airport screaming she wasn't a terrorist. Look at the little girl whose wrist was broken in L.A. I mean, what is going on? Is it just
Jim? Me? You want to pop
well,
up there and
comment? I'll jump in on this. First of all, congratulations to you folks who've been able to get out. To be honest with
Hi,
you, Yuri. If I had the ability to do it and take my family with me, I would leave too. But I can't. And there's millions of us here who can't. So we're left with the situation that Milton Meyer talked about in his book, They Thought They Were Free, the Germans, 1933 through 1945.
Good book.
Where that if you, it all happens so gradually. You know, we always hear the story about the pot and the boiling water and the frogs and all this thing. He ends part of this, talking about the gradualism. And he says, suddenly it all comes down all at once. You see what you are, what you've done, or more accurately, what you haven't done. For that was all that was required of most of us, that we do nothing. Remember those early meetings of your friends, where if one had stood, others would have stood, but perhaps nobody stood up. A small matter, a matter of hiring this person or firing that person. Remember everything now, looking back, and your heart breaks. Too late. You're compromised beyond repair. What then? You must then shoot yourself. A few did. Or adjust your principles. Many tried. And some, I suppose, succeeded. Some tried to escape. And they could not. Or you learn to live the rest of your life with your shame. The last is the nearest there is under these those circumstances to heroism. Shame.
Oh, don't put me down to shame.
No. Here's the point. Milton Meyer's looking back and he's saying, if we had just stood up
And he's saying the same thing that Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. He said, looking back, you know, in the camps, we burned just thinking about, had somebody just, you know, gotten whatever implement they had. And when those guys came at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning to take people and put them into the gulag, if they had resisted, and it started to...
Can I ask a favor of you?
Pardon me?
Can I ask a favor of you?
Go ahead.
Would you make yourself available to people in the United States that need help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can easily get a hold of me.
He already does that, Jim. I'm not going to leave this country. I can't. Because I can't take my kids.
Okay. Well, we understand that position. I understand that position, Jim. And this has been a decision that I've been wrestling with for well over a year.
Can I jump in here?
Yes, Maureen, go ahead.
I'd like to jump in here. You know, I don't accept that you can't take your children, et cetera, et cetera. I understand you're divorced and so on and so forth, but I imagine that you have your children for a certain amount of time out of the year. I will tell you this. Having lived here for 20 years and watched the children in Mexico, it is probably one of the most wonderful environments to have brought them up in.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had brought my children up in Mexico.
Oh,
first of all, it's a bilingual country. They learned another language. They learn another culture. There was not the monetary stuff. I live on the sea.
It's not a monetary problem. This is a I don't have custody problem.
I know. I already said that. So I understand your problem.
Okay,
and,
but you haven't offered a solution.
And maybe you might be able to find a solution to that. But I'm talking to people who do have their children, et cetera, et cetera. There are no drive-by shootings here in Mexico in the schools. And I volunteered in the schools. There's none of the fear that I watch that's going on up there. Now, this is not a Mexico U.S. problem. I know what you've seen in the amnesty thing and all of that nonsense, but don't kid yourself. The powers that be are stirring that up. They love to stir up that nonsense to divide and conquer. Most Mexican people are still very, very family oriented, and it is because they have been starving in this country. And let me tell you, there is a class system here. They have been starving in this country, that they leave.
Let me be real clear with my position. I am of the position for us to enforce our laws and to deport them. But at the same time...
Well, you brought up Solzhenitsyn just a while ago.
Wait, stop. Jim, wait. All right, wait a minute. Maureen, stop. Stop, Maureen.
At the same time,
I've got
no qualms with the Mexican people. They're good people. They are very family-oriented. I love them. I get along with them.
Are we talking about expatriation or are we talking about Mexico?
Right. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop. Okay. Listen, I appreciate all the input. Jim, I want to ask you one question, Jim. Then I have to let you go because I got other callers and my lines are hooked up. Okay. I want to ask you a question, Jim. If you didn't have this custody situation, would you be considering leaving this country? Yes or no?
I already have.
You already have.
I've already considered leaving.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Very good. Listen, Jim,
I
appreciate
it.
I'm going to have to let you go. I've got other callers, and I've had you on, you know, and I appreciate your input, but Maureen and Jim both, I'm going to have to let you go, okay?
Enjoy it.
Maureen, what's that?
I'll listen.
Yeah, okay. Maureen, thank you so much for the input. I really appreciate that, but I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, be sure to say hi to Sean for me.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got to go to a break. We've still got Ron in Mexico on. We've got Tim Wingate, and I've got another caller I'm going to bring up after the break. Stick with me. We'll be back in free. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. Michael Herzog of American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And what I'm going to do here, I've got callers on the line waiting. And Ron, what I'm going to do with, if you would like, is I'm going to call you back off the air because I'm going to have to let you go. And I'd like to schedule you for a guest next week. Would you be so kind as to do that?
I would consider that an honor and a privilege, sir.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you for the day. I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate all the input that you've given, and I want to explore this in a little bit more depth. But I want to get into a little bit about the Edna Lane Brown thing, and I've got callers on the line here, so I'm going to see if I can shift gears here. Let's figure on probably next Tuesday or Thursday. Okay, I'll call you offline. All right?
Great. Very good. Take care.
Thank you very much. Okay, now, Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tim just wrote me a message and said that he had to do something. So let's go to Andy in Chicago, and then next will be Todd in Kentucky. Andy in Chicago, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. What happens when this fight comes down to Mexico? Because I remember reading these boys intend to have the amalgamation of the Americas complete by 2010. And where are you going to run then?
Well, it's not a question of running. I had spoken with Ron off the air about that particular issue, and he's already got the plan for that. Evidently this man has got a lot of connections in several different countries with a number of expatriates, and I will say in my journeys throughout my lifetime, I've had the privilege of being able to visit many, many countries, and there are literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans in a number of countries throughout the world. And this, what is happening in this country has a lot to do with why they're no longer here. So in answer to your question, at some point in time, Andy, I would say, yeah, TikTok, the game's locked. But at least it buys people time to live in peace and reorganize. And again, I'm not saying that, oh, yeah, I'm booking out of this country. Even if I did, by the way, I'd still be doing a show. But I will tell you that I am considering it. And the reason I'm considering it, Andy, is because of what I see going on here. This is no longer the country that I grew up in. This country has been commandeered, and it has turned into a police state, and I'm watching friends, I'm watching comrades, I'm watching people that I know, Edna Lane Brown, I know them personally, okay, and I'm seeing these people get railroaded into the prison system, and it's by design, and frankly, I am sick of it. Okay, go ahead.
That's truly understandable, but, you know, you can only run so far. It's not a bad idea to run, but... Sometimes you just got to...
Really, I don't consider it running. For example, I'm 58 years old, and I was mentioning, we are change.org. These guys are in their 20s, and they're getting in politicians' face, and they're putting the cameras on them and so forth, and they've got a lot of energy and a lot of gonads and so forth, and that's great. But I don't have that much energy anymore, and I'm fighting this on a regular basis, both on the air and off the air. I have my own issues to deal with, and I'm weighing, do I want to continue this? This is draining my energy not to do the show, but to contend with what I have to contend with in my personal life. And I'm thinking, I'm tired of this. And it's never going to go away. And it has to do with the government, Andy.
Oh, yeah, so, big time. And, you got to make a decision that's going to basically make you happy. It's just, and based on what you said earlier, and something John Stadtmiller has said, not enough boots on the ground, and what you said earlier, it just seems like we have too many of the wrong types of boots, too many apathetic citizens that haven't woken up, that can't connect the dots. And when this thing clamps down, the rest of us are either going to pay the price or just take the first bullet.
Very true. Well, okay. All right, Andy. Thank you so much for the input. I appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Todd in Kentucky. Todd, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Two things. For those of the people who leave, who are already leaving, and like you, somebody mentioned just a caller before, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be safe, because if everything does collapse like we think it will, I don't think they're going to be safe no matter where they go, and especially if they're Americans, and especially in Mexico. And the other gentleman who just got off the phone and said, we're going to take the first bullet. No, I think we're going to give out the first bullet. All this defeatist attitude that these Americans have is ridiculous. There's a lot of things we can do to prevent this thing, and it's not too late. And, yes, there aren't enough people on the ground, but I think once things start going, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to join you. It's either join you or go in a camper or whatever here. And as far as Elaine Brown goes, the Browns, this is a good, this particular case is a little different because they've gotten a lot of coverage over the past 6 to 8 months. And I think it's time for the American people to finally stand up and show some guts and not run out in the street like idiots, but to do certain things to get themselves ready to face what's coming, because they have no respect for us anymore. We're nothing but garbage in their eyes. They just assume shoot you or break your arm, little girls' arms or whatever it is. And there's no escape for anybody. I don't care where they're listening, what country, because if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, the evil's going to take over all over, and they're going to hunt Americans down. Believe me, it's going to get that bad.
And Todd, what about the theory of possibly regrouping? Because I've tossed this out on the air about, pick a spot, pick a geographic location, and let us all, as the patriots, the awakened individuals, move to that spot and regroup. This guy Ron in Mexico is living in peace with more freedoms, at least for the time being.
Right.
And here we see this gradually, and it's not even gradual. It used to be just small increments, but now it's almost in your face
That's
anymore.
Right.
with this police
brutality.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken, I'm not familiar with Mexico, living here, but I know you better not have a gun there. If they catch you with a gun there, you're going to jail right away.
All right. We got to take a break. Stick with me, Todd. Tim, I'll be back with you, too. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I have my guest host, Tim Wingate, on the line, who has said three words this whole time. Sorry about that, Tim. I've got loaded phone lines. I got Todd on the line here. Todd, anything else you have to add? I got loaded phone
lines.
No,
listen, you go right ahead. It's a great show.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and I'll be talking to you soon, Todd. All right, Tim, we're going to go to, let's see, who are we going to next? Bobby in Austin. Bobby, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I just kind of cut in here and heard everybody talking about moving out of this country and people saying, well, it's not going to be safe there and whatnot. I just want to encourage everybody. It's a lot safer than what you think, and when the crap comes down, it's going to come down here. The thought of getting together and fighting, it is a beautiful thing. But just like you've seen in Waco, you ever let any of us organize to do anything, and they will take you out in a heartbeat. So, you know, I wanted to talk to some people about the benefits. You take Panama. Panama offers 15 years tax-free for any Americans coming down there. Your cost of living is a lot cheaper. You don't need a gun. You know, I heard a guy talking about a gun. If you want a gun, you can have a gun. You have to go through the proper steps. The freedom down there, from me being there, it was you can move freely. Here, you can't move freely. They don't have police on every single corner driving with cars, pulling you over, harassing you on everything that you're doing. The food there is not genetically modified. It's all free range and organic, and just by looking at it, it's absolutely wonderful. So I just tell everybody, we've all had this mind shift that America is the only thing we know. It's because it's the only place we've been indoctrinated in it. Just people, open your minds up. You're right, one day it'll all come down everywhere, but it's going to come down here first. So
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. You know, I think I've got several friends who have switched over to Costa Rica, which they say is a little bit more U.S. or American friendly,
no.
Especially in Limon.
In the past 2 months, I've spent 17 days in Costa Rica. And I'm just going to tell everybody on this call, the thing is, it's not the United States. If you want shopping malls and you want a strip center every block, yeah, it's not the place you want to be. But you want to talk about freedom, and you want to talk about no police. And you want to talk about just, there was not a day I spent there that I was scared of anybody or anything at any time. And you will live a much more peaceful life down there. If I could go anywhere, Costa Rica would be my place. It's much more prettier, I think, than Panama. Panama has a better infrastructure. But, you know, if people could get outside the box and get outside, the United States is a strip mall, a church, and a bank. A strip mall, a church, and a bank. That's all it is. So I just, Michael, thank you for letting me speak. And people that haven't been there, you need to go visit these places.
I appreciate your input, Bobby. And I know you've been around and you've seen them. Okay, lines are loaded. Tim,
have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Tim, you
yes,
answer
sir.
The questions, okay? You answer the questions. Let's go to Richard in Austin is next. Richard, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add to my comment that I made earlier because it kind of crosses over to our police officers and our soldiers, and it seems like everybody is kind of hesitant to say it. None of people's plans that they have for us would work if our military and everybody else in whatever uniform they're in would stop serving their master. I mean, you don't want to, you know, call them baby killers and all that like we did in the 60s, but we've already seen their entire plan. Their whole playbook is on display. But they're going to be able to complete their plays because our military won't wake up. Our generals won't do what they're supposed to do because we're all afraid to, you know, to criticize them. And they're the ones who are going to see this whole evil scheme through. It seems like every caller that calls talking about the tyranny of the police or whatever branch of service. So if they would quit selling us out, our young men that we raised to serve, I served, and there's no way I would do some of this stuff that some of our soldiers are doing.
What would it take to get through to some of these police? Because I've tried. I've talked to police here in my town. I've talked to police in other towns. We've got on the Quest for Fair Trial in Concord, New Hampshire, on Blogspot, we've got a video on there of a guy up around Green Bay, Wisconsin. He and somebody else were holding up a sign. They did not post it up. They were holding the sign on a highway overpass. And this cop pulls up and starts telling them that your freedom of speech, according to the First Amendment, is you talking about what you think about, not being able to hold up a sign over an overpass because that might be a danger if somebody looks up and reads the sign and doesn't pay attention to the road. And he's just typical of many cops we have talked to. They have their understanding of where rights come from and what rights are and how rights are supposed to be exercised has been totally twisted. How do we change these millions of police that are working a job, providing for their families, and trying to live what's left of the American dream and what they get to live as special Leos in our society with extra privileges? Why would they want to change? What's the way to make them change and see how what they're doing is wrong?
I think we need to step up the criticism. That's one thing I have to really give Alex credit for. He does it in a way where it's acceptable, too. We need to give these people a harsh criticism, you know, and let them know that you're in violation, and you're going to be violating your own children.
What is the leverage? What's the leverage? You know, all that does is exacerbate what they already feel. It's us versus them, the civilians. They've already got that mentality.
The people that are in the field, now I understand some of them have access to the internet, so some of them know exactly what's going on. Now, if their family members would call them, whatever way they can reach them and let them know, hey, go to your commanding officer, whoever it is, salute them, do the proper, you know, greeting, and let them know you are, whatever, conscious objection, whatever. Tell them you want out, you're laying your gun down, and you have to sacrifice your career. It's better than losing your life. The young lady on Air America has been saying that lately. It's better than losing your limbs and going from village to village, pillaging people in the name of the New World Order. Take that time in Leavenworth or whatever. You'll still be alive for your family. That's what we have to do.
I'm not concerned about military right now. I'm concerned about our local, our civilian military.
Well, we got to step up
the police.
Okay, now, let me give you an example. Alex mentioned back in the past about where they were going to have a giant exercise, but they needed all the EMS workers to take these shots. And as soon as they ordered them to take the shots, they all said, oh, no, we're not going to take those shots. So we need to step up the criticism on these EMS workers and start demanding, why won't you give yourself the shot? You was going to give them to us? And the criticism shouldn't stop until they start answering the question.
Okay.
Locally,
you're
nurses are giving all our children shots.
I appreciate what you're saying, and this is something that I've brought up on my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, where we talk about different methodologies to get people to wake up. And one of them, Kevin Barrett, who's one of the 9/11 truth people, has started a website called wherethelive.com. Mm-hmm. And the idea is for everybody to start finding out where are the cops? Where are your local administrators, your city officials? We need to make these people live in a transparent bubble just like the rest of us are living so that you can go and demonstrate outside of their house, so that you can find out who their relatives are and pressure their relatives to pressure them to not twist the Constitution and the Bill of Rights out of place. We need to start applying these forms of pressure, because I'll tell you what will happen. If the peaceful forms of pressure don't work, there are people that are ready to exercise a variation of the Michael Collins gambit, and that is start taking out these people.
Right. I agree.
And if that happens, there is going to be it's going to be hell on earth here in this country.
All right, listen, I appreciate your thoughts, Richard. I got to run, though. I got other callers, man, so thanks a lot for the input. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead. Hello, Jim. Huh?
Guess he's not there.
Well, my engineer's telling me he's there, so I don't know. Okay, going once, Jim.
Maybe he's
going
got mute
twice.
On. Unmute, Jim.
Jim.
I don't hear him.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he went to the bathroom. Okay, let him go. Jim, in Missouri, if you would like to call back, we gave you your opportunity, and evidently you weren't by the phone, so I'm sorry about that. You're welcome to call back in if we've got any time left. What do you think about all this, Tim?
I think this is wonderful. People are reacting. People are getting up. Now, granted, this is pretty much the choir, all right? But, you know, you got to get it started someplace. People need to start talking to their relatives. I love the bumper sticker idea. We need to have more of that kind of thing. But the bottom line with all of this is we're in a situation, we are in a race, as you said. We are in a war. We're in a war for the hearts and the minds of our fellow countrymen. And you have to make, people are going to be pushed into a decision of either going along with the Nazification of America or resisting it.
And if we can learn from history, learn from what Milton Meyer said, learn from what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said about the communization or the Stalinization of Russia as it became the Soviet Union, there is a point at which we can resist. And you can resist philosophically for a while, but at a certain point, it has to come to something that's physical. And I don't want it to come to that point. But you remember what George Washington said. He said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is a force, like fire, dangerous. Dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Well, now, give me your thoughts on, for example, Ron or Marine that have moved out of this country. And
absolutely wonderful. I think it's wonderful because, I don't want to be pessimistic, but name me a country that reversed its slide into despotism peacefully.
I can't. And that's the problem. And when we've got, for example, Jim in Austin that called in, and he's talking about we all need to stand up, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's a line there, Tim. You and I have been standing. What's that?
You're right. The question is we have to stand up. The question is what does standing up entail? What does that mean to stand up? The caller just before talked about criticizing, upping the criticism, and maybe reaching the family members to reach out and criticize. There's all kinds of emotional leverage that we can.
There's just too much. Just like John says, we need more boots on the ground. But
I agree.
Total spinelessness. It's spinelessness. And these people, they're so busy or they're so scared they don't have a pair. Okay.
Listen.
And they won't stand up.
I'm got shameless promotion here. This is why I do the Sons of Liberty seminar. This is why I go around and I teach people what it takes. Who were the Sons of Liberty? They were the first ones who were the boots on the ground in this country. They were the first ones who were willing to commit civil disobedience to bring about a free nation.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we've got another caller. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
Mr. Herzog, I just want to say, first of all, I enjoy every show you've ever done. It's always interesting and always fun to listen to. And I'm listening to you guys talk about what's going on. And it's true. People have to get more involved. You have to get out there in their faces. I'm 48 years old. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have kids and I have grandkids. The first thing I have to do is look at them. Then I have to look at my grandkids. Then I have to look at my neighbors. Then I got to be able to look at myself in the morning and say, did I do enough to help create change? Okay? And if I can't do that, then nothing is going to change. People have to get on the ground. People have to get up and start motivating. Get off the couch. Get away from the football game. The sacrifices have to be made. And that would even include civil jobs. That would include every person that's working. We have to make sacrifices to bring this country back. Our forefathers made those sacrifices to get this country up and running. And this is exactly what we have to do. And we have to start going out. We, and just like you guys are the new media. Well, we have to become the new media. We have to invade and infiltrate the political spectrum to get the changes invoked.
Right, and that's why John Stadtmiller has got, he's putting out these free bumper stickers. We look at the numbers on this network, Chris, and we know that there's many, 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 many more listeners than are listening. It's because they don't listen unless they think something's going to happen to somebody.
Right.
And that's tragic. These people are so busy with the rest of their day. Oh, I think I'm going to watch, the soap opera today or whatever instead of listening to RBN because it's all bad news on RBN. Yes, it's bad news, but it's true for crying out loud. Okay?
Exactly.
And if you want to bury your head in the ground, okay, it's just like Stadtmiller says, guess what's sticking up in the air? Okay.
That's right.
At any rate, listen. I really appreciate the compliments. I've got to run. I've got other calls. We don't have much time left here. So, Chris, I'm going to run. Okay.
All
but
right,
I appreciate
you.
Your call. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Kevin in Southwest Indiana. You're on with Michael and Tim. Kevin, go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I believe the answer to be
micro FM rebroadcasting stations throughout the United States and every town, so that I just made a high-speed trip to Georgia. I should have been able to tune every few, you know, every 40, 50 miles to a new station and listen to RBN all the way down and back. And until I can do that, I don't think we're really going to have a stand a chance, because I think that's the only RBN is just the first part, and the second part are the micros. And until they happen, I think it's all over.
No, you know,
there's not enough.
Kevin, yeah, Kevin, I agree with you. And part of the problem is, and I have to take my hat off to Statmiller. He's been running on a shoestring many, many times throughout the course of the history of RBN. And there's times when he's actually had to beg, and he hates to beg. I know this man well. He wanted to put up a new bird, a new satellite. He wants to get the word out. That's why he's doing this thing with the bumper stickers. Okay? The man is running himself ragged
but
doing this.
That's not the he's just part. He's like 50-50. This is like he's 50%. And then those of us who are out here, see, you know, this is, I don't like to brag, but okay, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm a micro rebroadcaster. I've had to deal with the FCC, FBI. Everybody's been here threatening everything. Sheriff's on my side. I've kicked the IRS's butt in 1998. You know, I've been there, done that. And so I can speak like this, okay? That's, I guess, why I tell you that. Because I have an FM micro, and I'm covering on its best day about 3,600 square miles right outside of Chicago in northwest Indiana. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And so we need to have a program to teach people to do that, pretty much.
That's a great idea. Right. I would love to get together
with
you.
Stop. I got to go to a break. All right, I got to let you go. I got another caller. He's got 4 minutes left. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the comments. Be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, and we'll have Malcolm when we get back. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest who said all of 10 words this whole hour, Tim Wingate. But Tim will be on with John Stadtmiller, so folks, don't miss him there. They're going to be talking more in depth about Ed and Elaine. It'll be a good show, so stick around for John Stadtmiller's show. Let's go to Malcolm real quick in Chicago. Malcolm, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. How you doing? Yeah, I've been listening to you, all of you talk, been making some great points. But I just want to tell you the main thing that's holding our population of people down from resisting this is the technology that exists, the boob tube. If you look at it 100 years ago, before the creation of television, people did come together and resisted forces that tried to bring them down because they were connected with their soul. You go back in when blacks was slaves in the 18th century and all those rebellions that they came up to fight against this oppression. And you can name other times in our history when people came together in a mob to fight against things that was oppressing them. So you see, the enemy is this technology. It's disconnected and put people in spells, and this is what we're up against.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Malcolm.
Uh-huh.
That TV is the problem. Mike, you know, I've often said and I've often thought that the best thing we could do is figure out a way to shut down the TV stations. If we could just find a way to just shut down television for a month, I think we would find all kinds of people coming together and talking and discussing the issues and not being just sitting there in a hypnotized state, mm-hmm. getting force-fed all the media pablum and government crud that just comes out.
Yeah, then that's our enemy. If you can, like you said, this could blow it up, I want to say, blow the doggone thing up. But that's the problem, man. I mean, until we can figure that out, we're going to continue to see this. We're going to continue to have more people just, you know, following the line, being programmed. These marshals that went in there and arrested Elaine Brown, I mean, they're programmed. What can you say? It's sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate the input, Malcolm. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Approaching the end of the show. Tim, I apologize. You didn't get to say 10 words throughout this whole hour, man. Got off on a little diatribe there for a bit, but didn't get to go very far.
I'm going to answer your question. Can I answer your question? What do I think about the guys? I think it's a great thing to be able to get out of the country because the people who were able to get out of Germany before it went down, people were able to get out of Spain before it went down, and any other place. China is another example. If you can get out, because if those of us who can't get out, it is our responsibility to stand up and to fight. And we have to learn to take the gloves off. There are no rules. And if we just hamstring ourselves by saying, oh, we can only talk about it. No, we need to start talking about what it takes to resist this Leviathan.
That's, good point. And I know you and John, and I think Fred Smart and maybe Sean Cranish are going to be on John's show talking about this incident with Ed and Elaine. And by virtue of the fact that the feds snuck in there as – you know, under the cover of being supporters and caught them with their guard down, which kind of surprises me because I've met Ed, and Ed walks around with a .45 in his coat or in his pants, okay? I don't know how they caught him at an off – maybe he was coming out of the bathroom or something. I don't know. But at any rate, you know, Jim, they're not going to stop with this tax evasion charge. They're going to level a whole myriad of other charges against them now.
We'll see. Probably right. Nonetheless.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for coming on. By the way, Tim
Wingate's
going to be guest hosting my show next Friday and also a week from Monday as I've got to go out of town. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller, and you'll continue to hear Tim Wingate on his show. Have a good weekend if you can, folks, and I will be back Monday. Bye-bye.
Probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
With